Okay, today's daf is daf Chafav, and we're on Chafav. We're on the second line. Today's shir we'll learn for Refuah Shleima for Shoshana Batya Bas Rachel Devorah. So we're discussing this concoction called temed. It's water, correct? And some kind of addition of some kind of fruit of grape juice or some kind of, yeah, it's like an essence. And what's the halachic status of this test regarding what? Now we're going to talk about mitzvah. But Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, temed shalachu b'kesef mitzer. I bought temed with mitzer sheni money. You're not allowed to buy water with mitzer sheni money. Okay? Because water is not considered. It's water. You can't buy salt. You can't buy water with mitzer sheni money. I bought temed. Ul b'sof hichmet. And an hour later, 6 hours, 12 hours later, it turns into much more stronger wine. Hichmet. It's fermented, whatever word you want to translate it. So in other words, when I bought it, it was really water. But it's going to change. So, kana meiser. That worked. Valid purchase. Why? My type of wine. He goy milsa lema freya de peiruhu. It turns out that it was Peri all along. Look at Rashi. Igoli Milsa. I don't know, it's about six lines, and the lines are skinny. He went to the Igoli Milsa. Dibishat Likicha Perahave. At the time he purchased it, it really was Peri. The Nichnas Behem Koach Hachartanim. Because in this water, in this drink, was the Koach of the Chartanim. Chartanim are the dregs, the sediment, Ella Shadayin Lo Nigbar, but they didn't finish working. The chilul ma'al yehu. It's a valid transfer of the kedusha of the money onto this temet. Shim lo hayayin bechartanim, lo hayimachus olam. If there's no chartanim in there, it's never going to ferment. Correct? Good. Now. Ella, but, right? Matzis and Diktoni, our Mishnah that said, Hichmet in, our Mishnah that said what? What our Mishnah say? Hichmet in, lo Hichmet low. Right? What did our Mishnah say? Back in our Mishnah, what did the Mishnah say? Some temet actual hichmet, you can't use it for mitzvah money, right? Once yeah, then you can, which is mashma. That what? That sometimes it doesn't. So the Gemara says dilma ishavke have a mitzvah. Maybe if you left it alone, it'll always happen, right? Now it's obvious from our Mishnah that sometimes it doesn't happen, right? Now, as long as it doesn't happen, it doesn't have the din of wine, the din of water. Just a kasha on. 1 second, look at Rashi. Rashi of Dilma Ishav Kehavim Achmed. You see the Rashi? I skip one Rashi, I'll do the next Rashi. Behecha de lesse kamon. Listen to what Rashi says. And since it's not in front of us, nasal basaruba. Why don't we follow the rove? V'rov machmitzin heim. Most of the time it does happen. Umeditani ein nikach upasol. Since the Mishnah said, it's no good, shmamina, kol kama delo hifmit, as long as it doesn't happen, afal pi sha'asid lahachmit, even though it's probably going to happen, ahi shaita right now, miha lav peiruhu. It's not a peiri, below havichol, and it doesn't work. If it happens in the future, that might happen. That's very lovely. What does Rav Baravua say? He said, "Igoli milsa lemafreya." Says the Gemara, how could you say that? Fisher didn't say that, right? Now, okay, good. So the Gemara answers, "Amar Rava." Rava says, "No. You know what the case over here is? Kishashir mimenu b'kos. You left over some of the kos." Below hichmet, it didn't happen. It's taka sometimes didn't happen. That, you're right. You're right. If we would leave it alone, then we could follow the row. Most of the time it's going to ferment. But here we know for sure it didn't. Rava Amar. Rava says a whole different answer. A whole different answer. Hamani, who is the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. It's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Ditanya, Ditnan. We learned in a Mishnah. In the Mishnah, it's in Mikvos. This Gemara appears in Makos, in the beginning of Makos. Everybody knows this Gemara, because everybody knows the first three blot of Makos. Gimel Lugin Mayim Chaser Korto. If you have three Lugin of Mayim, minus a drop, okay? Shenafa Latochon Korto of Yayin. And that, so you have three Lug of water. Three Lug of water that's not rainwater, that's Mayim Sheuvin, can possibly mikvah as long as it doesn't have 40 shah. Okay, a mikvah has to have 40 shah. Once a mikvah has 40 shah, can't pass with it, it has a goshen falls on it. Right? But, as long as, basically, but if it doesn't have 40 shah, then three lugin of water can pass it. But hey, you don't have three lugin of water. You have three lugin of almost water. 98% water, 2% of it is wine. And, umar ayin kamari ayin. Now, it looks like wine. Why? Because three lug of water is not a lot, and a little bit of wine will change the whole thing into wine. So it looks like wine. V'nafu l'mitvah, and it falls into a mitvah, lo pasluhu. It doesn't pass the mitvah. Why? Because it's not three lug. What is it? It's three lug minus a korta. Gimel lug in mayim chas a korta. But it's three lug of water, less a korta. Same story. Shenafu l'tochon korta of chalav, now a little milk fell in, umare and kamara mayim, and it looks like water now. Why? Milk doesn't have the ability to change it into making it look white. I think it'll still look cloudy maybe, but it still looks like water. But not full of mikvah, lo paslu. Still doesn't pass. Why? Because they don't care about the color. What is it? What is it? Is it three lug of water? In both cases, it's not. It's almost, but it's not. It doesn't make a difference if it looks like wine, looks like milk, looks like water. Irrelevant. Irrelevant. What is the issue? You don't have three lug of water. Almost, 98%, but not 100%. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri waits, wait a minute. Hakol holech achar hamara. Everything follows the mara. So he's going to be machmer, he's going to be meko. Right? It turns out that he's machmer and meko. So in the case of the wine, what will he say? Doesn't pass it. Why? Because it doesn't look like water. And in the case of the milk, what's he going to say? Pass it now. Why? Because you have three lug, looks like water. Only 98% of it is water. That's our Reuchav and Rishita. Reuchav and Rishita is, you go after the color. No, there's three lug, minus 98% water, 2% milk. What does that look like? Looks like water. Right? What does the Tanakhama say? It still doesn't pass. Why? Because it's mostly, why? Because it's not 100% water. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, I disagree. Why? Looks like water. It's a din of water. Okay? Good? So far, so good? Now, Lav Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Basar Chazusa Adlinan. Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan say, we follow the appearance. Hachanami. Here also. Zil Basar Chazusa. Let's follow the appearance. Vitaima. Right? Let's follow the appearance. I'm sorry. Zil basa chazusa. Let's follow the appearance. What does that mean? Our Mishnah, the hell, the temet, that doesn't ferment, has a din of water and a pasul of mikvah. And if you buy ketzef meiser with it, it doesn't work, even though it's going to eventually happen. Didn't happen right now. Taima. Vichazusa, the taste, goes on the word taste, we'll get to that in a minute, the taste and the appearance, dahamayaninu, looks like water, right? Now, why are you sticking the word taste? We're talking about two issues. We're talking about mikvah, that's appearance, and we're talking about the temet. Temet is taste, right? Now look at Tosfos. Tosfos, time of the chazusa, the Hamaya Dinu. It's the second Tosfos where the lines are wider. You see it? Time of the Chazusa, the Hamaya Dinu? It's small little tosas. I mean, it's not so small. I'll do afal pi shelo hits kibitia. Afal pi shelo hits kibriochan benuri el chadusa. Even though Riochan would only talk about color, appearance, doesn't mention a word about taste. But the mikvah case is irrelevant. Mikol makom tzarech shelo yehebo tam yayin. It also can't have the time of yayin. Ulakach nakan rava time of the chadusa the pshita. Listen to this. Yayin lavan. They have white wine. Shehudome lamayim. What does it look like? It looks like water. Lo ayin posel the mikvah afilu mazik gimalug in mayim. It's never going to pass on the mikvah. Even though, why not? Because it's not water. That's not what the Shita Mekvetta said. Shita Mekvetta said, we threw in taste is because they have to account for the temet issue. All right. Okay. Okay. Good. So our Mishnah follows the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Why? He's not interested in what it's going to turn into. Right now, what is it? Just like he holds the same thing by mikvah, he holds the same thing over here by temet. And by the way, we're pleading to Rabbi Elazar, and this is an argument on Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Baravua, the Demora of Elazar. Rabbi Baravua said that the machloket between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda is only by temet that was machmit. But if it was not machmit, everybody would agree it's putter from miser, right? Rabbi Elazar argues on that. To Amar Rabbi Elazar, Hakol Modim, everybody agrees. She'ain mafrishin alav mimakom acher, ella im kein hichlis. Okay? What does that mean? I cannot take off truma from one place on another plate unless it turned into chametz, unless it turned into fermenting. What does that mean? That means like this. I have two storehouses of wine. I have one in Brooklyn and one in Woodmere. So the one in Brooklyn, I don't go to Brooklyn every day. It's not where I live. I live in Woodmere. I don't go to Brooklyn every day, but I have to take off my. So what am I going to do? I have to take off, let's say, 5-6 barrels of wine. Why? I have to take off 3 barrels here, 3 barrels in Brooklyn. So what do? I'll take off 6 barrels here, and 0 barrels in Woodmere, in Brooklyn. Can I do that? Am I allowed to do that? Of course I'm allowed to do that. Right? There's nothing wrong with that. Right? Says, Rabbi Lazar, not if Temet in the equation. Not if Temet in the equation. Why not? So let's look at Rashi. It's the last Rashi on the page. It's a gigantically long Rashi, but we're going to read it anyway. You see it? Temed, the last Rashi. Temed. Wait, it's a lot of lines. Temed zeh. This temed. Shehubo l'sakim. Ulahafra shalofi makabachim. You want to use temed to satisfy your obligation of truma from someplace else. That's what you want to do here. Correct? Omantika amr Rabbi Elazar. And since Rabbi Elazar said, that Aliyah with Rabbi Yehuda, the A Mafrishin Lov Yomakom Acher, you can't do that. Michlal, the Mechayev Leil Rabbi Yehuda, the Lo Hichmet, that Rabbi Yehuda requires the din of Meiser, even if it doesn't ferment. But Asir, Belazar Lashminan, but Rabbi Elazar comes along with one caveat. The Ad Kan Lo Mechayev Leil Rabbi Yehuda, Elimineu Vei. When does Rabbi Yehuda hold that it's Machmet? Only within its own barrel, its own world. Why? But to have my temed potter, my miser in Brooklyn, lo. Afilu hukiyotzebo, shlo hichmet, lo. Even if it's temed, I have barrels of temed here. I have barrels of temed there. I'll use my temed here to potter my miser for the temed over there. Absolutely not. Why? Shem vazeh osed lahachmet, bahave peri. Maybe this is going to become lahachmet, and this will be, vazeh ain osed lahachmet. And that won't turn. And if it won't turn, what's going to happen? The kamafresh menapator alachiyu, or menachiyu alapator. I'm giving meiser to something that I don't have to do. Or, even what's stronger, the temet in Brooklyn or the wine in Brooklyn never had meiser. This didn't turn, that turned. So what did I do? I took a meiser from my Woodmere batch, passed to my Brooklyn batch. My Woodmere batch never became still water. Now everything in Brooklyn is tethel. You hear that? So therefore, he said, you want to hold its temed within the same barrel, I have no problem with that. You want to start using this barrel to pass it, that I won't allow. Why? Who says everything's going to turn the same? You see, this is fine, that the hamafrishman apatur alachiyuv, ochel tethel. If you do that, it's tzedek. Why? Sharei ein shom meitzer chal meitzosav. She'ein a royal lekach. You can't take off meitzer on something that's not royal. Take off meitzer. B'nimtzel shalom nitzakin zeh she'hipper shalom. It was never a good hafrasha. V'hamafresh menachdiv al hapatur Michael tevel lekohen. You're feeding tevel to the kohen. Sharei ein shom truma chal alav. There's no truma here. Kivin shezehu mafresh alav ein taruf lekach. What? I give the kohen. Here, kohen. Here's my truma from this barrel. This barrel's water. What did you give to the Kohen? You gave him water. Then you go to Brooklyn, and you give your Brooklyn friend, Kohen, another barrel. Now that's pure Tevel. Now, says Rashi, something fascinating. Nimsa, shenosin lo bitevel zeh, hachiv petruma, umachil lekohen alchidam. You gave him nothing. Now, wait a minute. What's the reason why it's usher to eat Tevel? Why can't you eat tevel? What's the problem with eating tevel? The problem is, what? It's not a chad. I didn't take off anything. It's not a chad. I didn't take off anything. What's the problem with eating tevel? No, there's no masturbation problem. What's the problem with eating tevel? The problem is, it's truma there. There's no kedusha to masturbation. The problem is, it's truma in the tevel. So I can't coin you. I get a coin, he's tevel. Says Rashi, you give me the coin tevel. So what? There's truma there. So what? He's allowed to eat that. You can't eat truma. So you can't eat tevel because of the truma shabbat. Why can't a coin eat it? Betevel b'misa, and why? One second. Betevel b'misa, and if you eat tevel, you chayiv misa, but it's shemayim. Ask the coin. Even for pure coin. Kinder me to prepare a bale hand and a sruffin. Why? Why? Now, there are other reasons to say why tevel is usher to eat. Nothing to do with the truma shabbat. It's just a gzeres hakatzav. Right? What's a gzeres hakatzav? You have to take off truma. You take off tevel is usher. But that's not Rashi holds. Not here. All the other places. That the reason why tevel is usher is because of the truma shabbat. So why can't a kohen eat it? Says the Yosef Engel. You know why a kohen can't eat it? It's very similar to, yeah, let's say a carbon chatzav. Is a kohen allowed to eat the meat of a carbon chata? Absolutely. Can you eat the meat of a carbon chata? No. Can a kohen? Absolutely. When is a kohen allowed to eat the meat of a carbon chata? What gives him the right to eat the meat of a carbon chata? What? Zrika! Excellent! You remember Tessa's Zvachim. What if he eats it before Zrika? It's not favorable. What do you mean? I'm allowed to eat it. Yeah, you're allowed to eat it. But not sometimes. You have to go through a certain process. Of course you're allowed to eat it. What if you eat it? What if you eat it before Zvika? It's a problem. Why? I'm allowed to eat it. Not so fair. Because there was an angle. So too, Tevel, you're allowed to eat it. Truma Shabbat, you're allowed to eat it. So we to take off the Truma. Same idea. Tevel's in there, you have to wait. Wait till the table's removed. Wait till it's Truma. Same idea. Right? So the halacha is, you're not allowed to take off different species. So you have to decide. The Mishnah would say, even if it's a good species and a bad, I have excellent stock over there in Brooklyn. So I'll take off the junk over here. And then in the Brooklyn, I don't have to take off anything. So I don't know if you got, that's the shaila. You generally can't do that. Yafa on Ra and Ra on Yafa. You can't do that. It's gotta be equal. Equal thing. But it's a schlepping issue, so then they make them. Okay, so then you have to decide each one. What? Right, exactly. Okay. Anyway, Kosovar, Rebbe Elazar holds below hichmit machlokes. The ad kan lo machayev Rebbe Yehuda el minei ubei. Right. Rashi said it already. You marked it before Rashi, but I read the Rashi. When do we say it's all good? When it's within the same barrel? Avol me'al malo. But to take off from other barrels, kishonat. Why? Dilma asi lafrushim and achiv alaftur umanaftur alachiv. Because you might make a mistake and it didn't ferment, and then you'll have a problem of truma. Therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, I disagree. Rabbi Elazar said he disagrees with Rabbi Baravua about the machlokas in Yehuda and Chachamim. Nevertheless, you still can't take off truma from somewhere else. Okay. A little more on Temed, and then we're going to be finished with Temed. Tanu Rabbanan. HaTemed, when it comes to the issue of Temed, Ad Shelo Hichmet, until it becomes Chomet, Mashiko B'mayim. It can become... really, this word means to kiss. From the Shika means to kiss. Now, Misha Hichmet, Ein Mashiko B'mayim. Once it becomes fermenting, no longer is that available. What does that mean? Let's look at Rashi. Mashiko B'mayim. Im Nitma. If it became Tamei, B'mayim Ba'almahu, because it's water. Now, let's say a person becomes Tamei. Let's say a person becomes Tamei. What happened? He's in a room, and his grandfather passed away, never, and he became Tamei. He's in the same room, right? What does the person do? Become Tahar? Can he become Tahar? Absolutely. What if a Kli becomes Tamei? Can a Kli become Tahar? Absolutely. What if water becomes Tamei? Can water become Tahar? Not really. However, not so fair. Let's look at Rashi. Says Rashi. Now, the Rashi, Bisha Hichmet, once it becomes wine, Ein Mashiko B'mayim. Dechamrehu, because it's wine. The Kalim Ba'adam Nitna Lehem Torah Tahira Mikvah. Kalim and human beings have a way to become Tahar in a mikvah. Abba Ba'ochel U'mashke, food and drink, Lo Nemar Behen Tevila. There is no such thing. You can't put a piece of chicken in the mikvah. It doesn't work. U'mayim Mitarin B'hashaka. Mayim is a little bit of a way out. What do you do? Sha'im Yesh Lo Mayim Yafim L'shtia. But they have good, excellent drinking water. V'nitma'u, it became Tamei. Nos number Kli, put it in a Kli. U'mashkan b'mei mikvah, have it touch the water of a mikvah. Ad shenoshkin ha'mayim, until the water is, so to speak, kissing the mikvah water. V'havichibur, it's the connection. U'batle l'gabe mikvah, and it becomes not part of the mikvah. You have a mikvah, it has more than 40 saw in it, that cup of water became Tamei. Why? Some cherub touched it, dead cherub touched it, so it's poured in the mikvah. Okay? And it becomes bottled to the mikvah. Says Rashi, I don't know what you can do then. Says Rashi, a similar situation, Kitruma Tamea. It's like Truma Tamea, Shazara Bakarka. You have a Truma seed. It's called Tamei. You can't eat that. What do you do? You plant it in the ground. Butla tumasa behitahora. Now, when that apple tree grows, all the apples on that tree are not tamei; they're tahar. V'hachin meparish b'kolsha apol yayin b'mayim lav zriyahu the time alo butla. It only works with water. It doesn't work with other drinks. This tester only works with water. So therefore, it's dead. If the temet is still water, you can do this game. If Temed already became wine, no longer is it an option. Why? Only works by water. Why? That's what the Torah said. Okay? At least you don't have to pour it down the drain. That's all. You're not allowed to drink it anyway. Anyway, you could drink it. It became tummy. So I don't know. Can you take a cup and say, I don't know. Maybe you could. Amar Rava, Lo shel ela shetamdu b'mayim tahorim v'nitbu. That's only true if it touched mayim tahorim. Aval tamei meikara lo. But if the water was tamei meikara, then this hashaka will not work. Azov gavir beksil. Amar l'shmaya tekemei dravashi. This gavir says dravashi. My time my shnat tamei meikara delo. Why doesn't that work? If it was originally tamei water. So Rina Kuzmi say, I did the Maya Yakiri, Shrina Tatoi, Uperi Kafal Mila'el, Veloka Salka Yashaka Lamaya. What's going to happen? The Temed is going to rise up to the top, touch the water, and then the water is never going to get touched by the Mikvah water, because the Temed, the sediments are blocking. Ihachi, it's a horrible of a Sofnit Munami. So what's the difference when that became Tummy? Same problem. Ella. We don't understand. Rafa, Ella, Mibalbali, Hachanan, Mibalbali. That doesn't work. It doesn't work like that. The whole cup is one big mixture of temed and water. You don't say, well, the temed is on the top, it's not an iron. The 10 meters on the top. And underneath that, they don't say that. The whole thing is a mixture. So it doesn't make a difference when this cup became tummy. It doesn't make a difference at all. And we don't understand Rava. And end of the discussion. Okay? Never going to finish that today. Next Mishnah. Kol makom sheish mecher in knas. Kol makom sheish knas in mecher. The halacha that a father is allowed to sell his daughter to be a amma, right? When can he sell her? Can he sell her when she's 25 years old? The answer is no, he cannot do that. He can sell her as long as she is an naira. As long as she is a naira. There's another halacha that if a man is an ones, he seduces or rapes a girl, he has to pay a knas to the girl's father. When does he have to do that? Right? When does he have to do that? As long as she's not a katana. This Mishnah holds, there is no knas on a katana. So if somebody seduces a 10-year-old girl, there is no knas. If he seduces a 15-year-old girl, now there's a knas. By the way, once she's 15, the father can't sell her anymore. They go hand in hand. Kol makom sheish mecher, as long as the father has the right to sell her, ain't knas. He'll never get a knas for that. Any onus umafata. But kol makom sheish knas, and if he gets the knas money, ain't mecher, he can no longer sell her. Okay? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Zuzi v'Remeir. That's all nice and good. That's Remeir Shita. Avol Chachamim Omrim Yesh Knas B'Makom Mecher. No, they can go hand in hand. Tanya Katana Yibas Yom Echad. From the day a girl's one day old, Ad Shetavi Beis Tyros, until she has two hairs, until she's an adult. Yesh La Mecher Dein Lo Knas. This Mecher No Knas. Mishetavi Beis Tyros Ad Sheyiskaber. From the time she has Naira until she becomes an adult, which is 6 months later, yesh lo knas, then the knas kick in, dein lo mecher, but there's no mecher anymore. Why? She's over a naira. They're a mayor. That's a mayor shita. Shahay a mayor omer, kol makom sheish mecher ein knas, kol makom sheish knas ein mecher. Zichachamim omrim, not so fast, kitana bas, mibas gimel shonim, v'yom echad. Ad, shetiskaber, from the time she's 3 in 1 day until 12, until 12 and a half, yesh lo knas, knas, oh, yeah, I'm sorry, yesh lo knas. So knas in mecher lo, ema as knas mako mecher, even knas. So what do you see? Our Mishnah is the minority opinion of the mayor, that they don't go hand in hand, the Chacham say they do. Okay? I don't know. Next Mishnah. Kol makom sheyesh miyun, ein chalitza. What's miyun? Miyun is when a girl, min haTorah, a girl, we've learned this already, it's like we haven't learned nothing in a long time. A girl can only be married off by her father when she's a katana. Mizrabanan, the Chacham gave the right of the mother and her brothers to marry her off. However, as long as she doesn't become a gedola, she can refuse. She can say, I'm not living with this creep, and she can get up and walk out. Once she's a gedola, once she's 12, she goes home that night, machlokas b'shara b'til, she makes supper for the husband, or she's intimate with the husband, then she's like a regular wife, and she needs a guest. Okay? Now, chalitza can't be done on a katana. Look at Rashi. The first wide line, Rashi. Miyun, first Rashi on the Mishnah. The yisoma, we're talking about a yisoma, shekitcha ama o achiha, whose mother and brother married her off, Bafilu Ludaita, even with her knowledge. She was okay with that. And then she turns out that she's married to some loser. So, Yechola Lema'in, Biyota below get. Ad Shetiv Tavi Shtei Tairos. Dechol Yimei Katnusa, all the days of her Katnus, Eino Roya Lechalitza. She can't get Chalitza in Yavamahi, if she's a Yavama. Why? Ish Tiv Parsha, the Imlo Yachbo to Ish, Umakshin on Isha Leish. Umishadiris lechalitza ain't royal lemia. Says Rashi, why can't a katana get chalitza? Why can't a katana get chalitza? Huh? The answer is, it's a hekesh. Okay? It's a pretty radical thing to say, because it's not the reason.
That's what Rabbeinu Gershon said.
Rabbeinu Gershon said over here, he said that the only reason, the only time you're roi for chalitza is if you're roi for yibum. And since the katana can't get yibum, because we don't know if she's going to be able to have children, and if she can't have children, if she's a katana, she can't have children, then she'd marry her brother-in-law, which is an avira. So therefore, that's the reason why chalitza has to wait. Now, every other Mishnah that we've had, in yesh this, ain this, in ain this, yesh this, we're talking about the exact same case. Same girl, in yesh mecher, ain kna. In ain kna, yesh mecher. Here, we're not talking about the same girl. Why? Because let's say she's 10 years old. Okay? And she's married off by her brothers. Why? Because she doesn't have a father. Now what happens? Her husband died. Is there Yibum now in HaTorah? The answer is no. The whole marriage is only Midrabana. How can there be Yibum? There can't be Yibum, there can't be Chalitza. Then she's not a katana anymore. What? You have to be to pick this up. We're not talking about the same girl here. Every other Mishnah was the same thing. Same cup. Is it 10 minutes or not 10 minutes? Well, it can't be this, it can't be that. Here, we're not talking about the same girl. There's a din. Miyun can only be with a katana. And Chalitza can only be with not a katana. Not the same girl. You hear that? This is very subtle. Can't be the same girl. You hear this? There's only Mishnah like that. Can't be the same girl. Right? Because how could she be a Roy for Miyun and Roy for Chalitza? It's impossible. You hear? You hear that? Then she's not a katana anymore. There's no more Miyun. But what does the Mishnah say? If it's Miyun, there can't be Chalitza. There can only be Miyun. Two things have Miyun. Number one, she can't be a Gedola. And number two, she couldn't be married by her father. Otherwise, there's no Miyun. Okay. Kal makom. Amar v'udah marav. Yudiv v'remeir. This Mishnah's v'remeir. Halacha kal momer. No. Yesh Miyun b'makom Chalitza. Of course you can have Miyun and Chalitza at the same time. Titania. Ad masay abas me'mayenet. So when can a bas be mimanes? Ajitavi stay tired with a bear. If you do omer, achiyarba shakha alava. When there's more hair than not. That's the easy, that's the most powerful way to translate that. Not just stay tired. You need rov shachar al halava, which means al habasa. Yeah, everyone asks the question. So when they're whole, the girls aren't machulis and mitzvahs when they turn 12? They have to wait for this stage, which is a later stage? The answer is no. Only holds it by meal. Why? I don't know. Only by chalitza he holds it. 100%. They become gedolim, gedolos, when they're stay tired. No question about it. Regardless, one day they have to wait. Okay. Now, there was a minhag. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's different Shulchan Aruch, a small one. That they used to blow shofar every Friday. I take that back. The machlok is a blue shofar. They blew something. Either they blew shofar or they blew chatzotras. Okay? Every Friday. What if Friday was a yontif? What if Friday was a yontif? So they blew shofar then also? Now, if Friday's a yontif, correct, for Shabbat, people should stop working and Shabbat is coming, which is why in some places in Lakewood and Borough Park and Yerushalayim, they have a horn, a siren. It's a remez to this sin. Now, what if Yontif is on a Friday? Is the bush over on Friday afternoon on Yontif? Shabbos is coming? A better question. Friday night, you make Abdullah? Yontif is leaving? What? Yeah, Friday night. Yontif is Abdullah. Yontif is over. You ever heard of something? Says the Mishnah. Kal makom sheyesh tekiya. If you're going to blow shofar, ain't Havdalah. You don't make Havdalah. V'chol makom sheyesh Havdalah. And if you're going to have Havdalah, ain't tekiya. For example, let's say on a Saturday night, Yontif is Sunday. So on a Saturday night, do you make Abdullah? Yes. Do you blow shofar? No. Let's say you did do it. Yontif ends, in America, there's no such thing. But in Israel, there is. Oh, there is. Sure, there is. Yeah. So what do we do? You don't have. Correct. But would you blow shofar? What's that? I have a better question. Why isn't there Havdalah? No, that's not why. That's why. Because there was Asher Kedusha. So Shabbos is more Machmer. So why don't we blow shofar? So maybe we did. That's the Mishnah. Kol Makom Sheyesh Tekiyah Ein Havdalah. Kol Makom Sheyesh Havdalah Ein Tekiyah. Yontif, the Mishnah continues. Yontif Shechal Lios Be'erev Shabbat. If Yontif is on a Friday, token. It would blow shofar. Why would they blow shofar? It's Yontif. Correct. And that's not the reason. The reason is because we're going to a higher Kedusha. Right? Below Mavdilin. But there's no Havdalah. That we all know. We never make Havdalah on a Friday afternoon going into Yontif. Going into Shabbat. That we never do. The Matzah Shabbat. On a Matzah Shabbat. Mavdilin. Make Havdalah. Yontif on Sunday. Below Token. Well, shofar. Ketzad Mavdilin. What Havdalah do you make? Mavdil ben Kodesh l'Kodesh. Which is what we all do. Rav Doza Omer. Which is what we don't do. Ben Kodesh Chomer l'Kodesh Kal. Now we don't say that. Okay? Good? Heichi Tokeya. How do you blow shofar? What's that question? Says Rashi. The first Rashi on the Gemara. Be Yontif be'eshev Erev Shabbat. When Yontif is on Erev Shabbat, Yontif is on a Friday. So Friday afternoon we're going to blow shofar. We're not going to say Abdullah. We're going to blow shofar. Kishuhu tokeya lahavdil ben kodesh l'chol. He doesn't mean chol. He means to be mazal from kodesh chomor to kodesh kal. The boy shinui mishar arvei shabbatot. Says Rashi, what the Gemara means is you must have a shinui from other Shabbat. Other Friday. Why? Shari ain't Kedusha HaNechneset Chamur Mekedusha Yotze Kolka. The Kedusha is not that different. The only thing that's changing is Ochel Nefesh. The only thing that's changing. Yontif, now we're going into Shabbat. So it's not a typical Friday. Yontif. What's changing? More Kedusha. Why is there more Kedusha? Because no Ochel Nefesh now. Says Rashi, they would blow shofar differently. Says the Gemara, Heichi Tokin. Amar Yehuda, Tokeya Umariya Betok Tokeya. They would blow shofar and tekiah and have the teruah within the tekiah. Ravasi Amar, Tokeya Umariya bin Neshima Acha. They would blow tekiah teruah in one Neshima. Says Rashi, Umikal Makom Matzik Hu Ben Tayyim. They would still pause in between. What does that mean? That means there's a Neshima Acha, but there's still a pause. How much of a pause is there? They all denote the Kalim on Rashi and in Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes it in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, that the Neshima is less than the Neshima Achas, but a pause. That we do at Neshima Achas? Says Rashi, Masik Ben Taya. You still pause, but not the length of the Neshima Achas. One second. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah passes. That's the Chazanish? Absolutely not. Regarding Hilchas Shofar, the Chazanish was very machmir about this. The Mishnah Berurah is Mekel. Now, how could the Chazanish argue on Rashi? How could the Chazanish argue on Rashi? Rashi says in black and white. No one argues on Rashi. Rashi says in black and white, but you still have a pause. Says the Chazanish, Rashi just said that. Because otherwise, if you don't say that, then Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Asi are saying the exact same thing. One says Tokamuria, and one says Neshima. What's the difference between the two of them? Says Rashi, the difference is they pause for a second. Does that mean that a Hilchas Shofar, when you have to blow the Shiva Achas, you pause? Of course not. Why can't you extrapolate? Tolmati last night, I don't think that the Shiva Achas issue, which is a big issue by the Tukei on Rosh Hashanah, I don't know if this comes up in Rosh Hashanah. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't think it does. This is it. This is the Gemara. So you know people hack with the Shiva Achas, the Shiva, right? The big hack about it. They hack about it. Big tumult about it. The big tumult is because the Chazanish argues. That's the tumult. What do you mean? Blow the shofar. It just goes to show you. It just goes to show you when they had a minhag, they took it seriously. There were rules and regulations. It wasn't just do what you want. It wasn't like that. That's how it's like. That's not how it was like. So there were rules. Even when you're blowing shofar on a Friday afternoon going into Shabbat, which didn't come up all that often. How much did that come up? Once a year it happens? Once every 3 years? So it didn't happen all that often. Right? There were rules. And not only that, with their rules, there were distinctions. Said Rashi, the Shema Achaz, you have to pause in between. Said the Chazanish, no way. This has very halachic ramifications regarding shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And by the way, the Chazanish said that only... What? I know, we split it. So by the first tekiah, they don't do anything. Then by the later ones, they do the Baal Tekiah. It just goes to show you that rules are rules. And if it's 3 o'clock in the morning and there's nobody around, they stop at a red light. Why? Because rules are rules. Right? They're rules. It doesn't make a difference. Doesn't matter. That's not how rules are treated. They're not treated at their conveniences. They're rules. I know people don't want to hear that, but that's the story. People don't want hearing that. And when it's got a red light, everybody understands. Let's try to finish. It's kind of Yaasi Behutel Kishmaite. Ravasi in the town of Hutel, he passed on like himself. May say, wait a minute, Yontif Shachaliot Bear of Shabbat, when Yontif falls out on a Friday, token for Lomaria. They would do tekiyas and not teruas. My love, Lomarian Klal? Does that mean they wouldn't do teruas at all? Oh, that what it means. Ruzim retires the same, Ravasi retires the same, Ruzim retires the same, Lomarian Bethne Asmo, Elevatok Trua. Right, they blow the through within the tekiah, whatever that means. Ravasi matars the maid, long reach day neshimos, avol neshima achas. And that's why the Chazanish says it has to be. There's no difference. Otherwise, they're not arguing with anything. What does it mean through within the tekiah? No neshima. What does Ravasi hold? Neshima achas. That's the Chazanish. It must be that there's no neshima. Otherwise, what are they arguing about? But that's how it's a shabur pasuk. Okay. Ubumatzah Shabbat. Hechi amale. Where exactly do you say this line, Hamav Domin Kodesh Kodesh? Amar Behuda Bechashimasa, in the concluding bracha, the Chay number of Nachman, Bechashimasa, well, Roshesh is great David Amar, Asin Bepsichasa, even in the Psicha, right? How does it start off? Hamav Domin Kodesh Kodesh Kodesh, Ben Yisrael Amin. In the Psicha, we don't mention Ben Kodesh Kodesh. Only in the end. Right? Why? Because we don't hold like Roshesh. We hold like the other one, right? The less hilchas the kavva say. We don't hold like that. Why not? So says Rashi, because shaharei limno seder havdalos hu ba betchila. Because in the beginning of the bracha, we're saying all the things that are different. Yom was different than Laila. The havdalah ksiva bar raisa, the kodesh b'chol ksiva. Where does it say anything about a difference between day and night? Day and night. Kodesh b'chol. Now, ukrabdosa nami let hilchata, we don't like abdosa either. We said, the kodesh chomel the kodesh kal, the lomit zalzan yantif lakros the kodesh kal. We've had a slap in the face of that yantif, call it a kodesh kal. So we don't hold like that, says Rashi. Right? The Gemara is going to say, we don't, the Gemara is not going to say why. The abdosa omar ben kodesh chomel the kodesh kal, let hilchata kavate. We don't hold like that either. Why not? Says Rashi, what kind of slap in the face of yantif is that? Amr of Zera, right? Now you think Yontif is upset by that? No. You'd be Mizalzal Yontif by calling it a Kodesh Chal. But it is a Kodesh Chal. You don't have to say it like that. Amr of Zera, Yontif Shechalios Be'emsa Shabbat. If Yontif falls out in the middle of the week, Omer, Hamavzav Kodesh Chal, Ben Allah Choshech, Ben Yisrael La'amim, Ben Yamash Shvi'i, Vosheish Yitzmi Amasa. Even though it doesn't make any sense to say that Hashem of Mazdil Sheshit Shimei Bereshit from Shabbat on a Tuesday. That doesn't make any sense. He's saying it anyway. My time of, why? Seder Havdalos, who won it? It's still Seder Havdalos. Says to be eerie, by the way, I did find the pasuk that Mazdil Ben Kodesh for Kodesh. Where? By the Mishkan. It says, Havdalah Paroches Lachem Ben Kodesh Kedoshim. So I did find you a place that there's a makar to have a Havdalah between Kodesh and Kodesh Kedoshim. What better way to end the parak than on the words Kodesh Kedoshim? Hajjilach Hazal Shochten. Tomorrow, we're back to Pesach Kulin, baby. Oh, yeah. Tomorrow, Pesach Kulin, Chof Zayin. Everyone have a good Shabbat.